Each month, Colleague Giving and Fox 8 will highlight people, organizations, and charities making a difference in Northeast Ohio. It's time to celebrate Cleveland's own.
Hi, I'm Matt Colleague, and I'd like to introduce you to an organization committed to positively impacting the community by supporting youth baseball and softball in Cleveland. Let's take a look at Cleveland Indians Charities. Bobby D, I'm so excited to be here at Progressive Field today. You know, as a baseball fan and now as a partner of the Cleveland Indians, I've gotten the opportunity to get to know you, you know, over the past year and the opportunities and the commitment that you guys have to the community. So talk about the mission of the Cleveland Indians Charities.
Well, Cleveland Indians Charities, Matt, was created way back in 1989. So for the past 30 years, we've had a commitment to the youth of Northeast Ohio. We want to make a difference in their lives. We want to transform lives, especially those who are underserved and who truly need a helping hand. And we do so by providing resources and opportunities in the area of education and recreation. We partner with three key institutions in the city of Cleveland to do so. One most important, near and dear to our hearts, baseball and softball. We truly believe in athletics, baseball, softball, teaching those life lesson skills.
Yeah.
Making sure that people understand there's discipline and teamwork and cooperation and the true spirit of competition, all of the things that are involved in athletics we want to bring to the table so that a young person can grow and develop.
So who are the main clubs or beneficiaries of the Cleveland Indians Charities?
For decades, we have been 100% fully funding the boys' baseball and girls' softball programs for the Cleveland Metropolitan School District.
Is that right? 100%?
100%. It happened with one phone call, and that's how Larry Dolan, when he purchased the Cleveland Indians, one phone call from the athletic director at the Cleveland Public Schools. They were going to cancel all sports other than two in the fall, winter, and spring, and unfortunately, baseball and softball were going to be two that were going to be eliminated. I get a phone call from the late Leonard Jackson, a great man, just recently passed, saying that sadly all the work that we had put in together, that no more baseball and softball.
Wow.
So I immediately pick up the phone, call Larry Dolan, the owner of the team,
yeah,
who played at St. Ignatius High School, was a high school catcher, and he goes, Bobby, I couldn't imagine not playing baseball for my high school, especially my senior year. So whatever it takes. That's all it took. So 100% fully fund boys baseball and girls softball in the city of Cleveland. We are instrumental in the city of Cleveland's rec summer baseball leagues. We provide resources so kids could play free of charge.
Okay.
We also, for three decades, have been connected with the Boys and Girls Clubs of Northeast Ohio to help them on their mission to be a strong and positive presence in young people's lives. The work that the Boys and Girls Clubs is remarkable. So we've partnered with the Cleveland Public Schools, the Cleveland Rec Department, and the Boys and Girls Clubs are three of our main benefactors.
Do they play games here? Do they get to come to Progressive Field?
There's a Senate championship game for the Cleveland Metropolitan School District,
okay,
which is always a treat. We also have a high school hardball classic that we play. So anywhere from 6 to 8 teams will get an opportunity to play on a big league diamond for the benefit of Cleveland Indians Charities, which obviously is a thrill for any young athlete to stand where Frankie Lindor stands at shortstop. So
yeah,
that really is a treat. I have to tell you, Matt, that last year we were excited with the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. And what we were able to do through the Major League Baseball All-Star Legacy Program to make a lasting difference in our community. First and foremost, renovating baseball fields, two baseball fields in the city of Cleveland. We provided the artificial synthetic turf at two city parks. The first one at Brookside Park at Talty Field, we renovated it into the Jim Thome complex. And at Luke Easter Park, we completely renovated field number 7.
Okay.
In honor of two of the great former Cleveland Indians sluggers. You know our weather in the springtime in Cleveland in baseball. To have synthetic turf available to these young athletes, that's absolutely life-changing.
Yeah.
Some of the other things we were able to do, we built a digital arts and music studio to help with Notes for Notes at the East Tech Boys and Girls Club.
Okay.
We were able to build and renovate the Student Veterans Center on the campus of Baldwin-Wallace University. But I think of all the things that we do, Matt, and this is near and dear to your heart, I believe. I think one of the most important things we do is the training and development of the public school and rec coaches. You being a high school athlete, Division I quarterback, you know how a coach can have an incredible impact on a young person's life. So through the Indians Way to Coaching Excellence program that we have in place to teach these people that work for the Cleveland Public Schools, the coaches at the rec center, the appropriate way to truly make that positive impact on a kid, it's truly something special. So of all the things that we do, that may be the one that has the most lasting impact for our young people. And we do it for one simple reason, and that's to transform lives of the young people of Northeast Ohio, to give them a good, solid foundation.
That's right.
For a successful life.
You know, sometimes it's their parents, and the, like you said, the coaches, you know, sometimes are their parents.
Right.
You know, they mentor them as much as the parents do, or, you know, more than the parents do. So it's amazing what you guys do for those kids.
Raph, it's been such a pleasure to get to know you over the last year. Your smile and your personality are so contagious, and everybody that knows you knows that. And it's no wonder you've had such a successful career. You've been now with the Cleveland Indians for over 8 years.
Correct.
And so can you talk about the partnership that the Cleveland Indians Charities and the Cleveland Metropolitan School District has had, and what the impact that that's had on your life?
For me personally, working here at the Cleveland Indians and the impact that I see on an everyday basis kind of means a little bit more than maybe the average person. So the special part for me is I was that kid growing up in the inner city of Cleveland, growing up in the CMSD schools, a lot of different things that we do every day here to support CMSD schools. I was the recipient of it. My family, my brothers, my sisters, my neighbors, my friends, like we all were recipients of the good work that the Cleveland Indians were doing. So I would say growing up as a kid, you always want to give your best effort to school and your best effort to your teammates, right?
Yep.
And you never really knew or understood where those jerseys were coming from or who prepped the field and who took care of these different things. You just knew when you showed up, you could play baseball. And that was the fun and exciting thing. But then when you come here and you work here and you understand what the Dolan family, how much they care for the community, and you get to work and you see all the different people who put the time and energy behind making sure all those little kids, the little Raphael Collins and everybody else, can go in the summertime and enjoy and play those games. It's amazing. It's incredible. And it's really, really fulfilling for me to see the whole 360 view.
So when you were a kid, did you ever get to play in the stadium?
So honestly, I didn't get a chance to play in a stadium.
Yeah.
I was all Senate, so I was recognized here at the stadium. Me and I think it was maybe 12 or so other different people I've played against all in the Senate League. So I was all Senate. We got to be recognized here, which was pretty cool.
What position did you play?
For my team, I played a lot. Pretty much everywhere. So it's mostly center field, shortstop, and pitcher. Probably should have stuck with the pitching, but I always wanted to hit. It just felt good to get in a step in a box and swing a bat. So
awesome. So what high school did you go to?
I graduated from John F. Kennedy High School, which is on the east side. The pretty cool thing about that is, I think Bob DiBiasio mentioned a little bit earlier about the legacy projects. And I would say the first time I ever hit a home run was at Luke Easter Park. And that's one of the fields that we just renovated. So kind of seeing where that came from, being the dirt and grass field that I played on to now being a turf field that everybody will enjoy for the next 10 and 20 plus years, it's incredible to see.
What's your role in the Cleveland Indians Charities?
So here at the Cleveland Indians, it's a small team. We make a huge impact, but there's just a small team of people who kind of work on a lot of different projects. So I'm actually on the corporate partnerships and premium hospitality team.
Okay.
But through that and through just all the different people in our company, I'm able to help out and assist with a lot of different community efforts. And again, maybe just kind of as I touched on before, it means a little bit more to me growing up here in the inner city of Cleveland and this being my home team and the team that I always root for. Not just me, but see my dad. This is the team he rooted for and his dad. So it means so much more for me to work here in marketing, corporate marketing, but then also to do a lot so much with the community team.
Do you have any advice that you would give to any of the youth that are maybe watching this interview?
I would say some of the different things as far as growing up in CMSD schools, those relationships that you build and the camaraderie that you have amongst your teammates, you'll never forget that. Those are different lessons and things that, you know, just playing sports. Those interactions that you have between your coaches and between teammates is special. And it's not just special because you're playing a game, but they're teaching you life lessons. And there's so much that has to go into before you can play a game. You need to perform well in school. I mean, that's the most important piece, right? You need to perform well in school, and then you can worry about the sports. So as long as you give your best effort and classroom and your best effort to your teammates, that's going to take you pretty far.
Well, it's amazing what you're giving back personally, you know, to the city of Cleveland through the Cleveland Indians Charities. And it's just amazing what the Cleveland Indians do for the community. So we all thank you for that. And it's great to have you, and thank you for all you do.
To learn more about how you can help, go to Indians.com/community. Make it a great day.